The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, they crucified Jesus there with the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching, but the leader scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews." One of the criminals who was hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is the gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. It is interesting that we end every church year with Christ the King Sunday. In a way, it is our last chance to try to figure out who this Jesus was and who this Jesus is, before we begin looking for him again in the manger. Soon, as is apparent by the Christmas lights and decorations already starting to adorn people's homes, we will sing the hymn, "What Child Is This?" And in that hymn, we will proclaim in the refrain three times, "This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing." But what kind of king is Jesus? When you hear the words king and kingdom, what kinds of images come to your mind? Maybe you picture Jesus because we are sitting in church, the bulletin says it's Christ the King Sunday, and I just announced it. Or maybe you pictured Queen Elizabeth and King Charles III, given the recency of the Queen's death. Maybe you're a bit of a history lover like me and had a wave of monarchs flood through your brain, some who ruled well and served their people, and others who used their power to serve themselves and amass more power and resources. No matter what our human notions of kings and kingdoms are, on this Sunday of the church year, we are asked to put those aside and examine the power and authority of Jesus Christ. A power and authority that surpasses anything that we could ever imagine. Throughout the readings for today, we are given some ideas of what it means for Christ to be our King. Jesus lived his life and died his death, striving to demonstrate what God's kingdom, the kingdom that Jeremiah is describing in our first lesson, Jesus lived to try to show what that looked like. Through Jeremiah, it is clear that humans have made a mess of things, but God has the power to set them right. And God's kingdom is one where true justice will be the norm. The kind of justice where all people are treated equitably and fairly. Where the most vulnerable are completely protected rather than being set aside or, worse yet, taken advantage of. A kingdom where people aren't scattered, where they aren't cast out, but instead brought into community. And then at the end of this lesson that we read from Jeremiah, we get this prophecy. And it speaks of a future king, a wise leader from the line of David, one who would save the people. It is unlikely that when Jeremiah shared this prophecy that anyone expected that leader to live and die as Jesus did. From his birth in a manger with common shepherds as the witnesses, to death on a cross with common thieves as his court, this was not the leader that people imagined would come and save them. And in between the events of his birth and death, Jesus was the king who lived life among the poor and the outcast and the disadvantaged. He didn't live in palaces with rich and powerful. He didn't command a royal army who came to defeat the Romans. Instead, he physically touched those who many wouldn't come within 100 yards of. He ate meals and he socialized with people who were hated and despised. He treated women and children as if they were humans, not property. What kind of king is that? As we get to the verses in Luke's gospel that I read just a few minutes ago, we get the chance to learn what kind of king is that. As Jesus is being nailed to the cross, humiliated and publicly shamed. After all, that's what a crucifixion was. Humiliation, public shaming, and as much physical torture as they could add to it. As all of that was happening, he says, "Forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." He didn't condemn the soldiers. He didn't condemn anyone who had a part of getting him to the cross. Instead, he prayed for their forgiveness and pardon. After this, we get that extended narrative of a conversation between Jesus and the two criminals that are crucified beside him. As the crowd stand back and watch, while others taunt and deride, even one of the criminals gets into the mood of making fun of Jesus and what's going on. And as Jesus is hanging under this sign that says, "The King of the Jews," one that was hung there in total mockery, as all of this humiliation is taking place, the second criminal ask Jesus to remember him. To remember him when Jesus comes into his kingdom. The criminal doesn't debate his sentence. He doesn't try to make some kind of plea agreement. In fact, he acknowledges that his punishment is what his deeds deserve. And Jesus hears him. And he goes beyond just saying, "Yeah, I'll remember you sometime in the future." He goes beyond that, and he says to that criminal on the cross beside him, "This very day, you will be with me in paradise." What we see in the last words that Jesus speaks to another human being is what the kingship of Christ really means. It's not about pomp and showy displays of flags and robes and wealth. It's not about courtly attendance and aggrandizing parades. Christ's kingship is about humility and using the power given to him by God to pardon others. To be sure, Jesus could have used his power to save himself, but he didn't. Instead, by not saving himself, he has saved all of us. And this is the message that is picked up in our reading from Colossians today, where Jesus is described as the physical manifestation of God, the image of the invisible God, the being through which the world would be reconciled, would be made right with God. Christ is the one who would conquer darkness and death, not by building armies and wielding weapons to destroy the Romans, but instead giving himself as a sacrifice for all. Through him, God was pleased to reconcile himself to all things by making peace through the blood of his cross. In his willingness to stay on the cross, he demonstrated the power of love, the power of forgiveness, the power of redemption. What appeared to be a colossal failure by all human standards, and by those who would mock Jesus hanging on the cross, in the end was just the opposite. It wasn't the means of death for one human, it was the means of life for all of humanity. So today, as we ponder what it means to call Christ our King, I'm going to share a couple of verses from one of my favorite hymns. It was written by a Benedictine sister named Dolores Duffner, and it's called, O Christ, What Can It Mean for Us? O Christ, what can it mean for us to claim you as our King? What royal face have you revealed, whose praise the church would sing? Aspiring not to glory's height, to power, wealth, and fame, you walked a different, lowly way, another's will your aim. Though some would make their greatness felt and lord it over all, you said the first must be the last, and service be our call. O Christ, in workplace, church, and home, let none to power cling, for still through us you come to serve a different kind of King. You chose a humble human form and shunned the world's renown. You died for us upon a cross and thorns your only crown. But still, beyond the span of years, our glad hosannas ring, for now at God's right hand you reign, a different kind of King. Remembering that Christ is a different kind of King, one who uses power to save and redeem, we should let our praises and hosannas ring. And when we leave this sacred space, each Sunday, today included, we should do our best to share Christ's love with a world that really needs it. Amen.